Hey there, beautiful souls. Welcome back to Your Phone is the Villain. I'm your host, Nova Lane, and let's get real for a sec. Ever feel like you're constantly chasing that next notification, that next dopamine hit? Like life is just this endless scroll of what everyone else is doing, instead of actually savoring the moments we have right now. Well, I'm here to tell you. There's a secret weapon against phone addiction, and it's something more powerful than any app or algorithm. It's called gratitude. Yeah, that old chestnut. But trust me, it's not just about saying thank you before dinner. Cultivating genuine gratitude can be a total game changer for your relationship with technology and, well, life in general. So, buckle up, because today we're diving deep into how to cultivate gratitude and appreciation for life's experiences. Because let's face it, when you start focusing on the good stuff, the urge to constantly check your phone fades away like magic. Here are 5 key takeaways that will help you unlock this powerful secret. 1. Shift your focus. Think about it, our phones are designed to keep us hooked. They dangle endless distractions in front of us, stealing our attention from the real world. But guess what? You have the power to choose where your focus goes. When you catch yourself scrolling mindlessly, take a conscious breath and redirect your attention to something tangible. The warmth of the sun on your skin, the taste of your coffee, the sound of birds chirping. It might seem small, but these little moments add up to a big difference. 2. Keep a gratitude journal. This isn't just for hippies. Seriously, jotting down a few things you're grateful for every day can have a profound impact on your mood and outlook. Think of it as a daily dose of positivity, a reminder that even amidst the chaos, there are always good things to be found. 3. Practice mindfulness. We live in a world that's constantly buzzing with activity. But true joy comes from being present in the moment. Take time each day to simply breathe and observe your surroundings without judgment. Savor your meals, listen intently to conversations, appreciate the beauty of nature. When you're fully engaged and present, your mind naturally quiets down, reducing the urge to escape into your phone. 4. Embrace challenges. Life isn't always a beach, right? But even those tough moments can be opportunities for growth and learning. When you face a setback, try to find something positive within it. Did you learn a valuable lesson? Did it make you stronger? Gratitude doesn't mean ignoring the bad stuff. It means finding meaning and purpose in all of our experiences. 5. Express appreciation. A simple thank you can go a long way. Let people know how much you appreciate them, whether it's your partner, your family, or even that barista who makes your latte just right. Showing gratitude to others not only brightens their day but also boosts your own sense of well-being. Okay, let me paint a picture for you. Imagine this, you're walking through a park on a beautiful day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's a gentle breeze rustling the leaves. But instead of taking it all in, you're glued to your phone, scrolling through endless posts. Now, imagine yourself doing that same walk, but this time, you're fully present. You notice the vibrant colors of the flowers, the intricate patterns on the bark of the trees, the laughter of children playing nearby. You take a deep breath and feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. In that moment, you're grateful for the beauty around you, for the gift of life itself. Which scenario sounds more fulfilling? I know which one I choose. Remember, cultivating gratitude isn't about being Pollyanna-ish or ignoring reality. It's about shifting our perspective and finding joy in the everyday moments. When we practice gratitude, we open ourselves up to a world of possibilities, both within ourselves and in our relationships with others. So, what are you waiting for? Start small, be consistent, and watch the magic happen. I know you got this. Go out there and soak it all in, beautiful people. And don't forget to share your gratitude journey with me on social media, tag #yourphoneisthevillain, and let's inspire each other. Until next time, stay grounded, stay grateful, and keep slaying your digital detox goals.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.